COVID-19 is a pandemic, baby. COVID-19 is a pandemic, baby. Seeking to ravage through your community's immunity. Don't get it twisted, this a viral act by the enemy. It's very deadly, even lost some close friends to me. I'm so discontent, I can't pretend to be happy with what's going on with human beings. Pandemic or pandemic, I hope that you deceased. I wish that you was in a chokehold, yelling I can't breathe. They hook you to a ventilator without a remedy. This virus is real for those who don't believe. Take your life without your will like cop brutality. I heard the hospital's getting money for casualties. Big business over bodies, that's reality. Don't let them fool ya. Behold the devil vaccine, they tryna use ya. Airborne depopulation techniques, ain't no empathy. The goal is to kill us both, you and me. And this ain't right, I build a right to rent a frenzy. The people gotta fight to stay free, let's make it trendy. Right. COVID-19 is a pandemic, baby, ravaging our immunity. So stay protected, eat healthy, vitamin C and D. This ain't simple, it's a real complex disease. No control attacks the old, young, strong and weak. Focus is to keep us all up under siege. Kidnap humanity, destroy society. And you see what it's doing to the economy. Right, COVID-19 is a pandemic, baby, ravaging your immunity. We gotta strive to stay alive, right now it's do or die. It's COVID going wild, so wear masks and sanitize. Cause these are wicked times. And COVID-19 has no conscience or no care time. So protect what's inside.
We need sunshine, we need sunshine. You are now listening to Live Jewels.
For dunk is sold, I went in on that.
Tax something.
This ain't nothing new, dog, I been on that.
Tax something.
Y'all been eating good since I been away. I've been starving for a while, but that ends today.
Tax something.
I'm kinda hungry, but my pocket's light.
Tax something.
They put me in the corner, so I have to bite.
Tax something.
Y'all had jaws, now you gotta win.
Yeah.
I'm out here trying to put this food on the dinner
okay,
plate.
Okay, now put your fucking hands up. Up.
I need those fucking jewels and the cash, cause it's looking kinda empty in my stash.
Yeah.
It's time for me to take what I deserve.
Cause
these niggas out here rocking shit that they ain't even earned. Oh, that chain that's a loan. That watch you don't own. The kicks look like my size, so nigga take them off. Give me all that. And don't forget to drop it in the bag. And don't you hesitate before I start to get mad. And that's a fact, nigga. I'm sick and tired of these bum niggas. Let's take them for all that they worth. It ain't much, nigga. My trigger fingers kinda itchy around these dumb niggas. This shit is real, I don't do this shit for fun, nigga.
Nah.
I need everything, I want and more. I ain't opposed to going kicking in the niggas,
kicking in.
I do this for my son,
yeah.
And any nigga stop me, gonna have to get done. So I'ma
tax something.
If a don gets sold, I went in on that.
Tax something.
This ain't nothing new, dog, I been on that.
Tax something.
Y'all been eating good since I been away. I've been starving for a while, but that ends today.
Tax something.
I'm kinda hungry, but my pocket's light.
Tax something.
They put me in the corner, so I have to bite.
Tax something.
Y'all had jaws, now you gotta wait. I'm out here trying to put this food
Look,
on the dinner plate.
This not Robin Hood theory, let me take that.
Give me that.
The Jews looking rocky. Yes, I need that ASAP. Yes, I need that payback. Okay. Patient, we don't have the seconds waiting. Taking all the labor's revenue for artists' reparations. No longer you gon' use us for our struggle and pain. Could crack to make a profit, but your bubble the same. Even the odds, double the gains. Yes, I'm scheming on it.
Scheming.
Yes, sleeping like an anger rob you. I've been dreaming on it. I need them dollars, ain't expecting change.
Nope.
Rock a ski mask, not because I'm scared, but to protect the game. I promise y'all, once I'm done, I won't be empty handed. Looking like a sticky bandit, niggas getting quickly stranded.
Facts,
I'm even sticking up the stick ups. If you're quick enough to slip up, then I'm picking up your flips up. Ain't stopping until the jigs up.
Never.
I could be on a pork diet, you still get your ribs touched.
Tax something.
If a don gets sold, I went in on that.
Tax something.
This ain't nothing new, dog, I been on that.
Tax something.
Y'all been eating good since I been away. I've been starving for a while, but that ends today.
Tax something.
I'm kinda hungry, but my pocket's light.
Tax something.
They put me in the corner, so I have to bite.
Tax something.
Y'all had jaws, now you gotta wait. I'm out here trying to put this food on the dinner plate.
Summertime for love.
Repeat behavior, that's not my nature.
I'm contemplating, got me thinking why I date you. Girl, I don't hate you, but tell me this. How could you love me when you lied? Don't make sense. The truth about you, I should've quit you. I'll find something new, 'cause I ain't with you. I'm talking kinda loose, must be the liquor, 'cause you don't understand what a man goes through. Summertime, fall out. Try to hit me, then you kiss me. Change your mood every day, feeling guilty. Summertime, fall out. Summertime, fall out.
When I tell you I need to bring it back one time, bring it back one time. I just gave you a preview, make it back sound wide. You looking good, girl. When I tell you I need to bring it back one time, bring it back one time. I just gave you a preview, make it back sound wide. You looking good, girl. Wine to that beat. I can't wait to lay you down on that sheet. I be putting in that pain like I'm 6 feet deep. Focus on the game when I can't beat me. I be staying in my lane, but my swag so fleek. Pull up to the spot, blow the horn, beep, beep. You already know the vibes when I come creep, creep. How you feeling like this really was the place you wanna be? And we going all the way now. You my lady, we be rocking shit the same style. I was hurrying, now I'm really on my game now. And now they hate it, 'cause they see it ain't the same now. A different lane now, I told her dirty wine on my shit. Drop a little wine for my shit. I be keeping up behind on your shit. We be getting high in this shit.
When I tell you I need you,
bring it back one time, bring it back one time. I just gave you a preview, make it back sound wide. You looking good, girl, why not? When I tell you I need you, bring it back one time, bring it back one time. I just gave you a preview, make it back sound wide. You looking good, girl, wine, girl, wine. I was like, I feel so long and I did so wrong, but I can't just turn back now. Promise I ain't never gonna change. Let's make a toast and prepare for this very last round. I was on my laid back shit, hold you tight on the phone, thinking right now. I was trying to talk my shit, play my game, feeling nice, rolling dice right now.
I just wanna live high, gotta keep my head high. Live high. When I tell you I need you,
bring it back one time, bring it back one time. I just gave you a preview, make it back sound wide. You looking good, girl, why not? When I tell you I need you, bring it back one time, bring it back one time. I just gave you a preview, make it back sound wide. You looking good, girl, why, girl, why, why?
Hey, let's see if we got this thing going. Hopefully you guys can hear me. If not, I'm not sure, but don't worry, it'll be more proper on the replay and all that good shit. Alright? Let's see. Let me give a big shout out to the people over at the Ryan Show who hold it down for us on Thursday night at 10 p.m. We got Ryan B, Mr. Cheeks, and Panthers Dave hitting you up with the you know, with the cool shit and the good shit. And they do the damn thing, you know, every week here on the Pregame Radio Network. So big shout out to them. Okay. So it seems, you know, some stuff going down. Ime Udoka's sneaky link has been revealed. Yes, she has. You gotta, and you're gonna be shocked for this one. Get your joints, your blunts, your drinks, all that, because this one here is a motherfucking doozy. I tell you. The woman he had an affair with, a 34-year-old devout Mormon, married mother of three, Kathleen Lynch. Yeah, you heard that right. The woman he had an affair with is allegedly a 34-year-old devout Mormon mother of three named Kathleen Nemo Lynch. Ime Udoka, the woman he had an affair with, is allegedly devout Mormon mother of three, Kathleen Nemo Lynch. The woman who had an affair with the Boston Celtics coach has allegedly been revealed. The female employee who was caught having an affair with Ime Udoka, who was 45, is reportedly team service manager Kathleen Lynch, married mother of three. While the Celtics have not yet identified the woman Udoka was involved with, Lynch's name and photo has been leaked online. Kathleen Lynch served as a team liaison, arranging travel, lodging, and game tickets for Celtics family members at both home and away games, and is likely to have arranged travel for Udoka's fiance, actress Nia Long. Fucking dirty. Just dirty. Anyway, Lynch had a long-standing personal ties with the team's legendary former player Danny Ainge, who was the team's executive director of basketball operations before leaving the franchise last year. A source familiar with the investigation says that Ainge learned early in the summer that the Celtics had initiated an investigation into Udoka's relationship with Lynch, but he did not intervene in the investigation or decision to suspend the coach. The source added that Ainge was deeply disappointed by the affair, especially given that the fact they have families. Kathleen Lynch, who grew up in an active Mormon family, lived for years as a teenager in Wellesley, Massachusetts. She later attended college with Danny Ainge's daughter at the basketball star's alma mater, Brigham Young University, a school in Provo, Utah, sponsored by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Wow, I didn't know Danny Ainge was a Mormon. She graduated in 2011, and 2 years later, she was hired by the Boston Celtics, working under Danny Ainge, who was chief of basketball operations. Sources close to Lynch say she's been left devastated and afraid to show her face publicly, wanting to avoid scrutiny given her name and photo have circulated. Well, kind of should have thought about it before, but hey, I digress. Danny Ainge's daughter, Taylor, who is a close friend of Lynch, wouldn't discuss specifics when contacted by the source. By sources, however, she urged the media to respect the privacy of parties involved. Taylor said, and I quote, "These are human beings involved that have families and are dealing with a lot of consequences themselves. They don't need the people and Twitter and the news media making it worse. There's a reason that people are discussing this. It's been investigated over and over. The Celtics are doing what they have to do. Ultimately, when you run a corporation, you have rules. Your hands are tied. It is what it is. I know everyone wants a saucy story, but it's really just a series of unfortunate events." End quote. As previously reported, Udoka, who has been with Nia Long for 12 years and engaged for at least 7 of those, was suspended on Thursday, September 22nd, as a result of the revelation that an intimate and consensual relationship with the female staffer. The relationship, illegal affair, breached the policies of the organization, according to an official statement from the organization. And I quote, "The team has suspended Ime Udoka for the 2022-23 season for violations of team policies. A decision about his future with the Celtics beyond the season will be made at a later date. The suspension takes effect immediately." So yeah, you won't see him on the sidelines this year. An official investigation was launched, and it appears the power dynamic associated with the improper relationship was reportedly the primary finding and reason for Udoka's suspension. The 45-year-old publicly expressed regret to the organization and his family in a statement following his suspension for putting them in a difficult situation. He said, and I quote, "I want to apologize to our players, fans, and the entire Celtics organization and my family for letting them down. I am sorry for putting the team in a difficult situation, and I accept the team's decision. Out of respect for everyone involved, I will know I will have no further comment. Nia Long also released a statement on the matter through her representative, Shannon Barr, and she said, of course, I quote, "The outpouring of love and support from family, friends, and community during this difficult time means so much to me. I ask that my privacy be respected as I process the recent events. Above all, I am a mother and will continue to focus on my children," end quote. But you know what? Black Twitter ain't having that shit. The memes came flooding out, and the GIFs and the TikTok videos. And anyway, last week, the Soulful actually was spotted ringless for the first time since news of her fiancé, Emi Udoka's cheating scandal exploded across the internet. Nia Long was exiting a Whole Foods with her son, Kez, whom she shares with Emi Udoka. As she walked to her car, a paparazzi questioned a 51-year-old on the scandal asked her how she was holding up. Nia Long responded, "I don't have any comment right now. I'm sorry." Like, show her kid. Don't ask no shit like that. But still, the paparazzi continued by asking if she and Emi Udoka were working out the issues. Nia Long didn't directly answer the burning question, but she did let out an exasperated laugh before getting to the car. While the laugh did not confirm if she plans on taking Emi Udoka back or not, her missing engagement ring may be a telltale sign. The Secret Mom Club actress isn't offering any more information at this time. So, you guys just chill out, relax. You know, when she wants to say something, she will. Alright? We gonna get to a music video, and I'll be right back with another story. Peace.
Something to you is winning.
Yeah, who you think you are?
I'm Battle Bear. Get to know me.
Yes, that was Battle Bear with Kid Free, and we are back. And this next story will probably fucking weird you out because it weirded me the hell out. Apparently, aliens on the train following some type of TikTok fad, and here's how the caper went down. NYPD releases IDs and pictures of four suspects in the green alien-like jumpsuits wanted in Manhattan subway attack. Cops have identified four of the women dressed in bizarre neon green jumpers accused in the court-on video attack of two teens aboard a Manhattan subway train. Police released images of the suspects during a Friday press conference at police headquarters. NYPD Chief of Detectives Jane Essick said an accidental bump on the subway platform set off the green-clad monsters who were caught on video attacking their 19-year-old victims. Wow, a bump, I tell you. Essex identified the four suspects as Darian Peguero, 26, Shante Austin, 26, Mariam Cisse Isu, 26, and Emily Soto, 34, all residents of the Queensbridge houses in Long Island City. All four known suspects have criminal histories, with Peguero leading the pack with 9 arrests. 5 of the suspects are still not identified, said police. The suspects are dressed like green aliens or TikTok performers who carried out the assault just after doing a video shoot in Times Square, said the cops. The teen victims were waiting for an N train in Times Square around 2 a.m. Sunday when the attackers came down the stairs, loud and obnoxious. One of the victims' mothers told the news. The teens tried to avoid the zany dress strap hangers, but the suspect followed them onto the train and attacked them, the mother said. And I quote, "There was a bump on the subway platform," Essex said. "One of the girls bumped into the other. It just escalated onto the train and got out of hand. When the fight escalated, one of the suspects ripped off the purse containing the victim's ID." Essex rundown of the incident was in line with the account given to the news by the mother of one of the victims. "There were no words exchanged prior," said the victim's mom, who was asked to remain anonymous. "In police footage I've seen, you could see that my daughter and her friend were sitting on the platform talking and laughing. They bumped my daughter and her friend like strong on them. The assailants kicked and repeatedly punched the teens. At least one of the members of the group walked away, apparently not interested in joining the fight," the video shows. At least somebody wasn't affected by the mob mentality and just walked away. You know what I mean? The victim's mother described her daughter as 5'4", with her friend about the same height. "My daughter's a tiny little girl, and so is her friend, and some of these women were 3 times their size. They were big women," the mom said. One of the Shrek lookalikes spin kicked the victim into a chair and onto the floor as the train. At least 4 men aboard watched or recorded the chaos. I'm sorry, but they didn't have to use Shrek lookalikes, but I get it. I get it. "One of the women was carrying a knife on her leg," the victim's mom said. "Thankfully, my daughter is here. It could have been so much worse. These people belong in cages," she commented. Yo, it's so dangerous on the goddamn train now, you know? Like, you can't go nowhere on the train. You can't go home. You can't go to brunch. You can't go to work. You can't do nothing. But then they make it expensive as fuck to drive, to take a cab, you know, to travel safely. It's supposed to do that. So it's like, hey, you pay $3 and you run the risk of getting shot, stabbed, sliced, beat up, robbed. Or you pay the same amount of money so you could drive and or take a cab. Let me know what y'all think. We got some more more music, more pregame radio coming up. And this is Jopreme Magnetic, and we'll be right back.
Mr. Jopreme Magnetic, you are $1 bond. At this time, you may use the phones. Quarters adjourned. Quarters adjourned. Quarters adjourned. Quarters adjourned.
Pressure and punishment, traumatizing children when I kill you in front of them. Cumberland, Maryland, where the body was buried. Visionary of the Hobba Cooper, not Terry. Levels of concentration when it comes to the guns and shit. Bloody was a standoff with the federal government. Jail to prison, the halfway houses, shelters to basements. To the condominium, cut your face with Occam's razor. Their corporation was facing charges of espionage. Magazine is standing on the rod, of sexier than God. Hard as the right direction with hand weapon products. Bitch niggas rather see me working part-time at Starbucks. Office ships are sailing from the pen, I rode in dolphins. Salt through your feeble-minded distortion. Large proportion of people struggle come with psychological components. Mine with illegal mountain eagle pistol ownership. Time-consuming, I apply pressure and punishment. Traumatizing children when I kill you in front of them. Cumberland, Maryland, where the body was buried. Visionary of the Hobba Cooper, not Terry. Legendary lyrics of creative nonfiction. Rifle with the dust covered and forward assistance. Spectacular RGM hosting a staff event.
Alamo County niggas saw me studying pathogens. The unsanctioned hit was beneficial with harmony. Started regulating niggas, thought I was Warren G. Science of the 40 calibration education. Brand new way to ride the side of mold of plastic casing. Peace to the five, it's a nation forever and ever. Got them about it, they want you put punches together. Desert Eagle flew over the 14 million landscape. SR-40C handled pressure in my handshake. Flat as a pancake, muscles in my stomach. Told you once before, a righteous death is all I wanted. I confronted beings who's regarded as horrific. Applying living mathematics to pistol ballistics. Lyrics are highly concentrated and I'm in tune with plants, birds, insects, animals and humans. Being weird is merely the nature of being human. During the Spence Jr. fight, Ugas got ruined.
Time consuming, I apply pressure and punishment. Traumatize your children when I kill you in front of them. Cumberland, Maryland, where the body was buried. Visionary of the Hopper Cooper, not Terry. Time consuming, I apply pressure and punishment. Traumatize the children when I kill you in front of them. Cumberland, Maryland, where the body was buried. Visionary of the Hopper Cooper, not Terry. Time consuming, I apply pressure and punishment.
Yes, and we're back. So this is a great episode. I'm actually loving this. This is all great. This is all cool. But, you know, I do have to, you know, give you guys a bit of an update. I think I covered it when it happened last year. Tyree Sampson, the young man who fell on the free fall ride in Orlando. So they've come to the decision to take down the ride along with, I believe, the slingshot. And like of it, but let's get into it. A Florida amusement park ride will be permanently shut down following a 14-year-old boy's fatal fall from the ride in March, the operator announced Thursday. Richie Armstrong of Orlando Slingshot, which operates the 400-foot free-fall ride at Icon Park in Orlando, said the ride will close following the death of following the March 24th death of Tyree Sampson, who was visiting Florida from Missouri with football teammates. We are devastated by Tyree's death. Armstrong said in a statement, we have listened to the wishes of Tyree's family and the community and have made this decision to take down the free fall. In addition, Orlando Slingshot will honor Tyree and his legacy in the classroom and on the football field by creating a scholarship in his name. The free fall ride and another ride owned by Orlando Slingshot were both temporarily shut down after the fatal fall. The timeline to remove the ride is not immediately clear. It said the statement, which notes that it will require the approval of all involved parties and regulatory entities. The statement also said details of the scholarship are still being developed, adding that more details will be shared in the future. And after consultation with the family, Tyree Icon Park, where the Orlando Slingshot leases land for the ride, said in a statement that it supports the decision. And I quote, Tyree's death is a tragedy that we'll never forget. As the landlord at Icon Park welcomes and appreciates Orlando Slingshot's decision to take down the ride. The day after the death, the officials called the ride in immediate serious danger to public health. Officials have said that operator misadjustments contributed to Tyree sliding out his seat to his death. Manual adjustments have been made to censor the seat in question that allowed the harness to restrain opening to be almost double the normal restraint opening range. State Agriculture Nikki Free said in April. Tyree, who was 6 feet 2 inches tall and weighed about 380 pounds, making him about 100 pounds above the weight limit, slipped through the gap between the harness and the seat, according to the state report. Pretty much the boy was too big for the ride and got on there anyway. Photos and videos posted online apparently show that Tyree was not fully buckled into the ride. In the video of the incident taken by NBC, a voice is heard asking, why doesn't this have a little clickety-click to it like a seatbelt? As the ride starts, a voice from the ground shouts, hey, did you check your seatbelt on the left side? Seatbelt, seatbelt, seatbelt. Officials said that Rod had been expected about 3 months before Tyrese stepped on December 20th, and that no deficiencies had been found. Florida officials said that there is no federal or state oversight of what Third Rod manufacturers put in their manuals dictating safety measures. Tyrese's parents, Nikia Dottie and Arnell, sister filed a wrongful death lawsuit in April against Orlando Slingshot, Icon Park, and Funtime Handles, GmbH, and Joseph Amusement Rides, GmbH, an Austrian company that designed and manufactured the ride. They said they hope the lawsuit will spark change. He could have been a doctor, lawyer, astronaut, anything, Yanel Sampson said in April. We are both dealing with this day by day, second by second, minute by minute, to be honest with you. The best thing to do is to get the ball moving towards the right direction, and we can make change together. Okay. You know what? We'll be right back. Here's some more music. Because, I still do have questions. You know, there's a lot of shit to be said, but it's kind of too late for these questions to be asked. It's kind of too late for opinions to, you know, happen and all that. So, I'm going to move right along and give you guys some more music. All right?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. I got it. Wallet. Yeah. Whether it's money, power, respect, man, I got it. When you out with me, don't be checking for your wallet.
I got it.
It's a cold world, but I know my niggas bout it. I am who I am, man, I'm just giving out knowledge. Whether it's money, power, respect, man, I got it. When you out with me, don't be checking for your wallet.
I got it.
It's a cold world, but I know my niggas bout it.
Facts.
I am who I am, man, I'm just giving out knowledge.
Let's take it back to the essence.
Talk. When y'all niggas rap, it's boring, they get depression.
Sleep.
I was still giving out work, I taught lessons.
Facts.
They mad cause I walk with God and I'm a blessing.
Facts.
But I was still stressing. I had money, the bills was paid, man, I ain't look broke.
Nah.
If it wasn't weed on the scale, I had the good talk. Y'all wasn't raised by the streets, y'all follow hood quotes.
I am who I am, I ain't never give out false hope. Let's take it back, the talk is where it started at.
I was in the hood, dirty clothes in front the laundromat.
Trying to make a meal, blow a bag with a party at.
I live by the code, I doubt you niggas to honor that.
Talk,
it was times we made money, we was living great. And it was times we was broke, we had to share
plates.
But through them times I was loyal, man, I ain't never changed. So it don't matter if we up or down, I'ma stay the same.
Whether it's money, power, respect, man, I got it.
When you out with me, don't be checking for your wallet.
I got it.
It's a cold world, but I know my niggas bout it.
Facts.
I am who I am, man, I'm just giving out knowledge. Whether it's money, power, respect, man, I got it. When you out with me, don't be checking for your wallet.
I got it.
It's a cold world, but I know my niggas bout it.
Facts.
I am who I am, man, I'm just giving out knowledge.
Whether it's music, acting in the streets or punching clocks.
Facts.
I could do anything, I just know when to stop.
Talk.
I made a plot, I'm preparing for some greatness.
And
rule number one, don't be focused on the hating, it's vacant.
We only leave room for the spaceship.
I done got out a lot of shit I couldn't take in.
You know it's real, making sure your whole fam straight.
Facts.
That's why I pay them bills, keep food on the plate. In and out of state, give a fuck about the ops. And I always bought it back, wasn't worried about the cops.
Nah.
If I got it, then you got it, man, I put that on my block.
Talk.
And you can come to my store, and I'll ship it on the spot.
Ship your way.
If you know what I know, you know it's real here.
It's real.
But if you play with my gang, you gon' get killed.
You gon' get killed.
If you know what I know, you know it's real.
Nigga, it's real.
But if you play with my gang, you gon' get killed.
Whether it's money, power, respect, man, I got it.
When you out with me, don't be checking for your wallet.
I got it.
It's a cold world, but I know my niggas bout it.
Facts.
I am who I am, man, I'm just giving out knowledge. Whether it's money, power, respect, man, I got it. When you out with me, don't be checking for your wallet.
I got it.
It's a cold world, but I know my niggas bout it.
Facts.
I am who I am, man, I'm just giving out knowledge.
We'll be right back.
That was RB Invisible with I Got It. That's one of my joints. Yeah, man. But check out his new album, Slow Feet Don't Eat, on all your DSPs, wherever you get your music and all that dope shit, alright? But let's lighten the mood a little bit. Kanye West and Diddy, man, they back and forth is hilarious right about now. But anyway, Kanye West is continuing his Instagram rants against those who called out his decision to wear a White Lives Matter shirt during his Yeezy Season 9 fashion show. Today, he addressed his aim to Diddy, shared screenshots of text messages between the two. I didn't like our convo. I'm sorry. And I quote, "I didn't like our convo, and I'm selling these tees, end quote. Ye told Puff in a lengthy text. "Nobody gets between me and my money. This is my grandfather texting you now. Wow." End quote. He added, "Never call me with no bullshit like that again unless you're ready to green light me, because anybody who got on that tee is me. Out of respect for everything you've meant to me, I'll be quiet as Virgil, but now I know how I've hurt people I love with threats." Wow. Ye followed up with another post in which Diddy allegedly texted Ye, "As soon as I land, we'll meet face to face." To which the rapper responded, "Nigga, fuck you." Yo, I can't. Oh, man. Man, somebody, please go check on Kanye. I tell you, please go check on him. And I quote, "This ain't a game." Kanye West continued in another post, "I mean, use you as an example to show the Jewish people that told you to call me that no one can threaten or influence me. I told you this was a war. Now go and get you some business." Wow. In the final exchange between the two moguls, Ye shared, "Diddy allegedly wrote, I'm just trying to talk to you as a black man, and I'm talking to you because this is hurting our people. Stop." Kanye responded, and I quote, "Anything you text, I will post. I love you and you guys are breaking my heart. I accept your apology in advance." Earlier in the week, Diddy shared his own Instagram video about Ye's White Lives Matter t-shirt, and I quote, "I am not about to be addressing every last thing that's going on in the world on the internet, but the thing I do have to address is this White Lives Matter t-shirt." Diddy said in the video, "I've always been there, and I'll always support my brother Kanye as a free thinker, but the White Lives Matter t-shirt, I don't rock with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not with it." Hey, he just ain't feeling it, you know? But let's see what else happens in the Kanye saga, who we go after next and all that, you know, craziness. All right? I got one video to hit y'all with, and then it's hip-hop history. Yeah!
Baby, don't hurt me, but them feelings ain't mutual. If I did what you did, man, that's highly unusual. I done up the bag and I ain't worried about two bitches. And I got it out the mud, so I call it rag to riches. Lost my mama young, all I knew was chasing digits. Stepped up in the booth and said I'm never gonna quit it. And please don't call me Pooh, cause you know I'm moving shicey. She cooking all that shit, little bitch, come and fight me. Yeah, they call me Tyson, don't forget the big. I'm smacking any bitch and I'm pushing back they wigs. I done up the bag and I ain't worried about two bitches. And I got it out the mud, so I call it rag to riches. Lost my mama young, all I knew was chasing digits. Stepped up in the booth and said I'm never gonna quit it, gangster.
What's up, boss?
Oh, you handled that?
Yeah.
Say less. We're having a meeting at 12.
Where at?
At the spot.
Aye.
Say that.
Yeah. That was Solly Tyson with Upper Bag on freaking radio. All right. Like I said, I don't know if y'all heard me, but it is award season. Pre-game radio honors season. You know, it's that time. Unfortunately, submissions for the 2022 honors are now closed. But, you know, you can still submit. You know, you'll just be in the running for next year. You know, we'll still, you know, play your track and play your video and all that good shit. Support you and all that. If you want to get an interview, hit us up, set it up. We'll still do all that. But the 2022 honors, that's a lock, it's over, it's a wrap. But let's get into my new favorite segment, Hip Hop Motherfucker History. Yeah. So, okay, so Can I Borrow a Dollar is the debut album by American rapper Common. Well, back then he was on Common Sense, and it was released on October 6, 1992 by Relativity Records. The album was highly produced by No ID, who was back then known as Emmerslope, and The Twilight Tone. There was additional production by The Beat Nuts, and guest vocals by Emmerslope, Miss Jones, and Common's then-girlfriend, Rachelle. Entertainment Weekly's Neil Drummond described it as a clever but little-noticed first album. Kind of a backhanded comment, right? But Can I Borrow a Dollar shows Common's early style of rapping, namely a sing-songy and a flexing heavy vocal delivery, as well as lyrics packed with wordplay and pop culture allusions. The album's production utilizes samples, keyboards, and drum breaks, predominantly tends to be minimalistic, jazzy, and laid back. The source called the production top-notch. Although receiving a lukewarm reception, Stanley Schweinhardt of All Music considered it to have put Chicago on the hip-hop map and to be an underrated debut album, which I believe so too. So big shout out to Common. You know, 30 years ago, Can I Borrow a Dollar? Hit the shelves, hit the stores, and all that. All right? And that's your hip-hop history fact for today. And as you see the time, you know, I got to get ready to get out of here. We got some stuff to do. And get ready for season 2 of Unveil coming out Sunday from 6 to 6:30, though. It ain't 6 to 7, but 6 to 6:30. So check it out. And we are still filming and recording season 2 as we speak. And I tell you, the lineup we have is going to be fucking awesome. Wait till you see it. Unveil, the Music Spectrum. Premiere Sunday on the Pregame Radio Network. But, you know, time to get out of here. Until tomorrow, you guys be safe, be cool. And as always, fellas, don't be a fool, wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam, protect your clam. Arrive alive, don't trick and drive. And remember, a bruised ego beats bruised ribs any damn day of the week. You guys be safe, be cool. It's danger on the trains, watch your back. And see y'all tomorrow. Peace.
Pop that,
yeah.
Pop that,
okay.
Pop that.
Finna be my bacon. Thorough bitch, no faking. When it come to Reese, they yelling yes indeed. Your city mine for the taking. Paint the town red, but I'm rockin' blue. Paint your man face, did that too. Not corona, but she got that flu. Broke ass niggas not feeling you. Weak ass niggas, fuck y'all too. Hating ass bitches, I'm telling you. Keep it at a distance, cause I'll leave no witness. Ain't no telling what Sharice might do. My mouth stays real reckless. Ice hands and necklace. This shit chest and you checklist. Broke bitches, stay checklist. On me, house on me, like I was a wicked witch, ooh baby, no motherfucking mess, bad shit crazy, all these niggas wanna put that drip on me, drip on me, but I'm never slipping, got the grip on me, have a nigga tripping when he sees freeze, if he violate then he on his knees, got the 40 grits in his temple, shit could have been so simple, but now he pop like a pimple, and I got artillery, Rambo, drag the body up out the house, throw it in the swamp somewhere down south, his bitch up too, but she run her mouth in Brooklyn, niggas know what I'm about. Real asses off fake asses. If you can't see, nigga, get your glasses. My bitch is learning them like they teach in classes. Financial distribution on these asses. Action Jackson, flats and wax and hoe. If you didn't know me, now you know. Pick that shit up, slam it on the flow. Get the cash and run up out the dough. Get the keys and peel on these lame ass niggas. New York to ATL doing figures. That bitch act up, I'ma hit her in the gut. Bop, 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 all up in the gut. So, cause she don't want beef, but she got a fat pussy, so I'm asking her to. If a man act up, I'm a Tim's in a hoodie, you can bet that I'm a pop that, 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 pop that.
Alright, listen, we got a lot of cars today. I'm gonna need at least 3 cars done by 6 o'clock, alright? Mia, right here. Tie-dye. This car right here.
My name is Mandy.
That car, there. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
It's still talking.
It's still talking.
Oh, man, it's still talking.
Damn.
Who worked harder than me?
Who worked harder than me?
Come on, man.
I've been working all day.
All day.
Hustle, I'm just trying to get paid.
Get paid.
You be at the crib still broke.
Say what?
I cannot relate to a lane.
No sir.
I've been working all night.
All night.
Non-stop like a straight flight.
Straight flight.
Count it up, get the bread right.
Come again?
I said count it up, get the bread right.
Let's go. Let's go.
Ha, sicker than your average. Been a different breed and it turned me to a savage. Shorty hit my line talking about she gotta have it. We be at the crib putting mileage on a mattress. Couple hours and I'm back to beast mode. I ain't got it, I'ma get it, they know that's the X code. It's my motto when I live it, wear it like a dress code. Yeah, nigga spitting heaters, I don't even dress code. I be getting busy, blaming on my energy. Niggas looking silly, praying for my enemies. Poor little Henny, man, what's gotten into me? Niggas think I'm Teddy, till I turn grizzly. Who you talking to? Bet I shake the room. Stones run my neck like my body in a tomb. Work like a dog, move like a king. Been had my spot, I'ma need you kiss the ring. I've been working all day,
all day.
Hustle, I'm just trying to get paid. You be at the crib still broke.
Say what?
I cannot relate to a lane.
No sir.
I've been working all night.
All night.
Non-stop like a straight flight.
Straight flight.
Count it up, get the bread right.
Come again?
I said count it up, get the bread right.
Let's go.
I hear you talking big shit.
What?
It's all jokes till I pull up where you live. Going hard for a house on the hill. You gon' need a GPS just to pull up to the crib. For real, I be all about the moves. Living in the moment, how to make my own rules. Niggas try to flex with their chest, Terry Crews. Shitting on you niggas, but I'm never number two. Homie, play it cool, you don't want me riled up. I just want a marble table with the money piled up. I just want to break bread with the cats that I starve with. Want to hit the mall with the same dogs I'm all with. Want to buy cars with something like a starship. Hate to see the whip from outside and get car sick. Nigga, living proof, you ain't gotta sell your soul. I'll be here forever. Still wanting more. That's how it go.
I've been working all day,
all day.
Hustle, I'm just trying to get paid. You be at the crib still broke. I cannot relate to a lane.
No sir.
I've been working all night,
all night.
Non-stop like a straight flight.
Straight flight.
Count it up, get the bread right.
Come again.
I said count it up, get the bread right.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Of her figure swirls within your head. Now you start to sweat. You feel that pounding deep within your chest. You lose control. Oh, this woman, she has stole your soul. Don't believe your eyes, because you know that love is blind. All you can do is reach your hand out, yeah, knowing she ain't. Oh, lonely nights, reminiscent of her by your side. Now you close your eyes and imagine holding her so tight. You catch a whiff of her fragrance through your window.
Gone in the blink of an eye.